Norman, there's been news today about a new test for ovarian cancer, which we've discussed many times before, is notoriously difficult to detect. What's the story?
Well, the context is, and you're quite right, is that there's been a search for years for a test which reliably detects ovarian cancer early. And there is no such test. And in fact, the diagnosis needs to be made by surgery, which actually removes the ovaries. Now, this particular test, developed at the Hudson Institute and now commercialised, takes blood and looks for a chemical marker, which the researchers believe can reliably differentiate a benign ovarian lump from a malignant one. There was a press conference announcing this today at lunchtime, Monday, if you're listening later in the week. I spoke to Dr. Andrew Stevens, who's Chief Scientific Officer of Clio Diagnostics, the company involved, earlier.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been researching what are called biomarkers for many years in ovarian cancer. You've studied them in the urine and in the blood. What makes you think this particular test is sufficiently accurate to be able to be used? Because this field is littered with failure in terms of trying to have an accurate test for ovarian cancer. And there are competing teams around the world looking at biomarkers as well. You're not alone.
Yeah, that's right. It's a fairly intense area of research and has been for a very long time. And unfortunately, there's been essentially no game changers up to this point. We're still using the standard blood biomarker CA125, which has been around for...
Which is pretty useless for diagnosing.
Well, that's right. It's not useful at all in a diagnostic sense. So, you know, we have a situation where diagnosis doesn't happen until after surgery, which, you know, comes with its own difficulties. This particular test that we've developed, and the marker in particular, CXCL10, is something we've been looking at for about 12 or 13 years now. What we found was that the cancer actually makes a tiny modification quite specific to the progression of the cancer. So we see virtually none of that modification in benign disease, and it happens at a very early time point in the cancer progression.
So it's a blood test, and your ultimate aim here, which is why you've gone to an IPO, is a screening test, a mass screening test. We'll come to that in a minute. But looking at one of your papers, it's only about 90% accurate, which sounds great to the layperson. But even if it was 99% accurate, that means that you know, if you do 10,000 tests, you might pick up 100, 150 people, women, and only one or two of them are actually going to be positive. So it sounds great, 90%, but even 99% is not great, particularly when you come to a screening test. I mean, you're talking about it in the first instance being a triage test to whether or not you need to proceed to having the diagnostic surgery. I mean, how accurate is it?
As you say, accuracy is absolutely crucial. The testing that's being rolled out or developed by Clio and rolled out is actually happening in three stages. So as you say, the first test that will move into the clinic is the surgical triage test. The idea there is that this will be applied for women who have an abnormal mass that's visible on ultrasound, and the test will be used to assist in the clinical workup of whether disease is likely to be malignant or benign. Now, the reason that's so important is because we know cancer patients need to be treated by a gynecological oncology specialist for their first surgery. They have a far better outcome.
So is your test accurate enough that if a woman has got, say, she's had a GP feel something, that she has a vaginal ultrasound, she's got a mass on the ultrasound, you're not sure whether it's a cyst or whether it's a tumour, is it accurate enough that you can say you don't need surgery?
This is not going to be used to define whether surgery is needed or not. All of these patients would be referred for surgery. What the test is designed for is to help send the patient to the right surgeon.
So what you're saying is that this test will say, well, you can go to a general gynecologist who can do a laparoscopic surgery and go in and look and remove the lump. But you're going to be wrong sometimes, and that general gynecologist will be in Tiger Country, and that woman will have a tumour.
The way that the testing works is... the output is a scoring system. So a score, and I'm not saying this is what the score is, but say a score of less than 5 will mean that it's pretty much likely to be benign, and so they can be treated by a gynecologist. A score above 7, perhaps, is saying, okay, this is malignant. And a score that's between those would be described as intermediate, and we would say they are also recommended to go to a gynecological oncology surgeon. So you'd be taking the path of least risk.
So I'm having trouble finding a paper which gives you that security. Have you published a peer-reviewed paper with that sort of data on it?
The paper describing the sensitivity of this initial test will be coming out within the next couple of months. And that will also detail the algorithm and so on that's used. It's a cohort of approximately 330 patients, which encompasses pre- and postmenopausal women and cancers all the way from stage one through to stage four.
Now, women seeing you tonight on national news, and it's already had a bit of pre-publicity, will think this is a test for early ovarian cancer. And that's, of course, where you're going with this. But there's not a shred of evidence, unfortunately, that early detection of ovarian cancer saves lives. You think it would, but it doesn't. And there was a big study in the UK, which was really very disappointing. Are we barking up the wrong tree here?
Yeah, that's right. The UK TOX study looked at the use of ultrasound and CA125. Unfortunately, we have known for a long time that neither one of those modalities is very effective at picking up early stage disease. The main reason why lives weren't saved in that trial is because they did not pick up cancers early enough. Now, we know that this combination of markers we're using is definitely capable of picking up a stage one disease. And stage one is where you need to be picking it up to treat.
We know that if you screen for bowel cancer for fecal occult blood, it's not 100% accurate. But yep. The result of that is that you do a colonoscopy and you find out whether or not you have cancer or not, and you biopsy a polyp. And it's a pretty safe procedure. If this moves to a screening test, you've really got to be sure that it's not 90% accurate. It's got to be well above 99% accurate for it to move to a screening test. Are you confident you can get there with that?
The screening test rollout is a future application. We are looking to start the clinical studies to support it within about the next 8 months or so. So I'm not sure I can comment on that at this point.
Now, a cynic would say you're now on the stock exchange and you're behaving a bit like an American company, putting out press releases about results before you've published the paper to keep your shareholders happy or to affect the price. Why have you come out now ahead of the published paper?
I can only talk to this from my position as an academic researcher.
But you are salaried in Clio Diagnostics.
Yeah, so I'm now part of the Clio Diagnostics company. Publicity around this has been held quite tightly. We haven't wanted to release anything, partly to avoid any sort of market issues, so frenzies in the market, partly to protect any IP around the discoveries that you don't want to disclose before you publish the data. With the listing going live tomorrow morning, I think it's probably an opportune time to start actually getting the message out there. We will need people to participate in trials and so on. And one of the best ways to get the public on board is to tell them about it.
Okay.
The money that's raised from the IPO is being exclusively used to bring that first triage test into the clinic.
And then it's a hobby horse of mine that's great, an Australian innovation becomes a company that will make money. What guarantee have we got that the Hudson Institute and presumably National Health and Medical Research Council funding for this research in the past, Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation, public money has gone into this research. What guarantee have we got that this will stay as an Australian company onshore? Because we've just seen a lot of companies going offshore and we lose them to Australia.
At this stage, this is an Australian startup company and there's no plans to change that. All the plans are focused on bringing these tests into the clinic over the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, it's badly needed. Good luck with the further research.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Dr. Andrew Stevens is Chief Scientific Officer of Clio Diagnostics and did the research leading to the test at Melbourne's Hudson Institute.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.